Hello, Cancer friends. My name is Kathy Yannis, and you are listening to the Back to School episode. School is starting on Wednesday for my little first grader, so I thought I'd just kind of go rogue. I'm going to change things up a bit. It's a special Back to School episode. How's everybody doing? What's new? What's going on? Summer is totally winding down. It is, what, just a couple days? One more day of August? And this is a crazy story, but since it's the back to school episode, I'm going to share it. I'm pretty sure I was in second grade, and when I memorized the months of the year, I really memorized it because I remember my teacher writing the months on the blackboard, which some of the young listeners may not know what that is, the chalkboard that was on the wall, the big old chalkboard. I think they replaced those with dry erase boards now. But the chalkboard had the months, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. She ran out of room, went to the top of the next column on the blackboard, September, October, November, December. So we're going to the top of the blackboard, folks, with September. Football, pumpkin spice. It's all coming back. Back. I love it. Not much going on here. Okay, that's a lie. There's a lot going on. So last week, I talked to my doctor. I said, what's going on with this vaccination stuff? I'm reading that immunocompromised folks, their vaccine might not be that effective as everyone else's. And, they're starting to recommend a third dose. So I asked my doctor, what do I do? And they said, go get it. I was vaccinated. I had the two Moderna shots in April. And this isn't to be confused with the booster, which I think is, hey, first of all, full disclosure, I'm not an expert at any of this stuff. What I got was not like the 8 months later booster, but I got a third regular dose of the Moderna COVID vaccine just to hopefully make sure that it's going to be effective because of my status being treated with immunotherapy for my pancreatic cancer. So I got the shot on Thursday, and kind of like the last time I had the second shot, the next day around noon, woo, I was freezing. I was under about 6 blankets, teeth chattering away. It sucked. And, the fever breaks, I start sweating. Little later on, Tylenol puts it at bay, but then, boy, it comes back, and it came back the rest of Friday, all day Saturday. I was feeling good in the afternoon, and then 10 o'clock before I went to bed, I got the chills again. But Sunday woke up quite well, so totally worth it. I'm triple vaccinated, so we'll see. Ready to catch it. When Willow goes to school and gets it. God, I hope that doesn't happen. It's also crazy. God, we think cancer is crazy in our lives. This COVID Delta crap is just driving me nuts. So much to worry about. But at the same time, my girl, she needs to be in a classroom. She needs to know what it's like. I think the teachers are doing an awesome job. Everybody's working so hard to make this work. I am so, so grateful. And I'm feeling good. My girl, she can't get vaccinated. She's too young. But, So I've got high hopes. I've got a lot of positive energy going to all the kids all across the country. And hope everybody is safe and healthy. So by Sunday, kind of starting to crawl out of my shell. I'm coming back to the land of the living. Seriously, I was like, just bleh. But moving on, Sunday, said, you know what? Today's the last day the pool's open, the city pool down the road. Get on your suits. We're heading out. They open at noon. We're going to go right when they open. We've been doing this a couple times, and we know that when we get there first, one of the first few people there, we practically have the pool to ourselves for at least a half an hour, if not an hour. So sure enough, you know, we got there pretty early and had plenty of room to splash around and have some fun. Willow talks me into going down the big slides, big water slides at our city park. It's so much fun. Oh, we had a blast. This day was beautiful. Sun shining, clear blue sky. You just never know what's going to happen on a day-to-day basis. But so as we were waiting in line, there was a sweet-looking family in front of us. An older man. He had a walking stick, so it looked like he was blind. And had a younger man assisting him with two kids. Anyways, Willow and I are running up the stairs. Well, okay, that's a lie. I was not running. Willow was kind of, she's going at a pretty good pace, but I'm not too far behind her. I'm trying to hold my own. We get to the top, we're talking about, you're going to go down the white slide or the green slide. One's faster. And well, there's a guy, the older gentleman. Like, he can't see. And I'm just like, hell yeah. This guy, he's not letting anything stop him. I mean, these slides are scary. There, you walk up like three flights of stairs. They're tall. And you go whipping down these things. There's water rushing down them. They're water slides. I mean, it's no joke. It's like if you were going to go to Noah's Ark or something, you know, I mean, curves and whoosh, you just go flying down these things and into the pool. So I just thought that was awesome. And I was so excited for him. I'm like, the younger man was kind of coaching him to, no, sit down and yep, okay, put your foot there. Yeah, okay, you're good. Go. And he went down and, oh, I was cheering. I was so inspired. I'm like, hey, this guy is kind of like me. Live your best life. I just, oh, I had the biggest smile on my face. And I look down and there's a commotion. And it broke my heart. I could tell instantly what had happened. It looked like he was panicked and maybe didn't know which way was up to surface. Pure speculation on my part, but there was a struggle. The struggle was real. I've never seen anything like it. He was clearly in danger of drowning. One whistle went off, another whistle went off. Things were happening. He was so hard to control. And a lifeguard comes on over. She grabs a leg and just with like superhuman strength, she gets him to his feet. He's okay. I would imagine he was quite shaken. I was right there. I saw the whole thing. Willow was, thank goodness, she's a little kid and she couldn't see over the slide. She couldn't see what happened. So that was good because it was really scary. It shook me. At the same time, I was just in awe of the lifeguards and she saved his life right in front of my eyes. I couldn't believe it. It was quite an experience. And they have to follow protocol, so the pool area was closed, and we just had to step aside for a while, and he got checked out, and everything was fine. He proceeded to hang out for a while, but I just sat there, and I couldn't get him off my mind. I just wanted to go hug him and say, "You rock. You did it. You didn't let anything stop you, and I'm sorry it turned out that way." So strong. I really looked up to that guy. Ugh, that was a crazy situation. It took me a long time to just kind of breathe. But again, live your best life. Might not always turn out the way you want, but don't be afraid to try something new. So yeah, that was a crazy day at the pool. The pool's closed. No more days like that. So moving on, who wants to share their story? If you've been thinking about going to my website, it's HelloCancerFriends.com. You can go to the share section. I need to talk about this. I need to get this out in the open. This is real. This show is real. I'm keeping it real. I recently found out that there may have been a glitch in my website. This makes my stomach hurt worse than when I was on chemotherapy. But it is what it is. I'm not going to cry over it. I'm just going to let everybody know. If you have contacted me and never heard back, that is because I did not get your message. I know, it's clearly not ideal, but I'm not going to make a big deal out of it, except I'm going to apologize profusely and let you know that the reason I didn't get back to you is because something was not working. Please do try again. And that website is HelloCancerFriends.com. Okay, keeping with the back to school episode. What do you think about when you think about school? It's been a lot of years for me. I think about getting up every day pissed off because I wanted to go back to bed. Terrible. I was not motivated. I'll be honest. The other thing, you know, I think we'll have some fun today. The other thing I thought about was hot lunch. I don't know why. There was a picture floating around on Facebook the other day of that pizza slice. Kind of like Rocky Rococo's, but it was hot lunch style. I don't know. It's just something about their food at school. For my family, we were fighting over food like dogs. I got two brothers and two sisters, five kids and two parents, you know. It's like eat or starve. Those were the options. When we went to school, it was our own plate. Good. It was awesome. We loved it. I loved it. So tonight I reached out to my brothers and my sisters and I said, "Tell me, what was your favorite hot lunch?" So today for you, I have this very special top 10 list of most memorable hot lunch dishes. Are you ready for this? Some of these are mine. Some of these I cannot take credit for. I will give credit where credit is due. Here we go. Number 10. The watery, right out of the can vegetables, served with a slotted spoon. I used to joke around with Mrs. Olson. She'd serve it up for me. I'd say, "I'll have one green bean, please." Next day, "I'll have one pea," just to say I ate my vegetables. And she'd do it. Watery, out of the can vegetables. Number 9, casserole. I think they just put anything together they could. You know, the chili mac and the turkey noodle, the tuna noodle, the hamburger noodle. Just slap it on your Mail Mac plate. Is that what that those trays were made out of? Okay, so I was in school in the 70s, you know, in the 80s. Oh my God. You know what I'm talking about if you're my age. Number 8, Salisbury steak. My niece Ruby brought this up. She's a youngster. She's just 17, but I remember Salisbury steak, and it was pretty awesome, and you could never duplicate it anywhere else. You try the stuff in the frozen section at the grocery store, but it doesn't taste like hot lunch Salisbury steak. Number 8, Salisbury steak, and that mashed potatoes, extra runny, watery. Number 7, greasy tacos. That grease, it just like breaks that hard shell in half because the grease just saturates it so bad. My sister-in-law Trina, that was her favorite.
Yummy.
Okay, number 6. This is from junior high. I think it was the only school they had the salad bar. It was so good. It's like gave you freedom to pick whatever you wanted on your salad. It was great. I loved it. Number 5, the soy burger. They tried to call it a hamburger, but it was made out of soy. It was just kind of weird. And you know what? What was I eating? I think I tried to get a kind of a veggie burger, and it tasted just like the soy burgers from school. I was like, wow, this is kind of good. Yeah, no. No, it's not. It's pretty bad. Soy burgers. It's always fun to have a burger at school, though, even if it doesn't taste that great. Number 4. Rectangle-shaped pizza. Sister-in-law Beth, she had it every Friday at her school. Now, I can't remember the days we had it, but it always felt like Friday if we had pizza for lunch. Yummy. You could never duplicate that pizza anywhere if you tried. Number 3. This was my favorite. Not my most memorable, but it was my favorite tasting. And it was the pizza burger. Okay, so the pizza burger I used to have at school, it was like, how do you even describe it? It wasn't like a sausage, but it was like a kind of a spicy, sausagey-like patty. And it had mozzarella cheese in the middle. And it just gooed. And it was just so, so tasty. The pizza burger, number 3. Number 2. This was a fabulous contribution by my brother Bill. Turkey a la king. Yes! Okay, so I remember this being like a biscuit with a turkey gravy with all the little veggies in it. Kind of like a pot pie threw up or something. That is hilarious. And I don't think I've thought about turkey a la king since 8th grade? 7th grade? 6th grade? Something like that. So, Bill, thank you for chiming in on that one. Awesome. Very memorable. And just like that, we're to number 1. This one came from Brother Ben. And the number 1 most memorable hot lunch dish is watery spaghetti with yesterday's Sloppy Joe sauce. Yeah! Oh my God, Ben, you are so funny. And the funniest part is that you're not making it up. You're so right. I will never forget the ladies. Well, I did forget until you brought it up, but they used to wear gloves, rubber gloves you could see through, and just grab the spaghetti out of the water, kind of like the veggies. It was never sticky, that's for sure. So number one, watery spaghetti made with yesterday's sloppy Joe sauce. And that completes our top 10 list this week. Top 10 school hot lunches. What's your favorite one? Let's keep the discussion going. Can you help me out? Help me test my website. Make sure it's working. I want to hear from you. HelloCancerFriends.com. It's a no-pressure zone. But if you feel like talking, want to share a story, you know what? Doesn't have to be about cancer. Change the subject to living life. It can be about whatever you want. Just reach out. Well, I think that concludes this episode, this special back-to-school episode of Hello Cancer Friends. I sure am glad you are listening. I thank you very, very much. I gotta get Willow to bed. Tonight's the last night she can stay up. She's upstairs having a ball. I told her she could stay up as late as she wanted because tomorrow it's a school night. It's the first school night of the season, of the year, of 2021. Then the next day, my little girl, she's going to first grade. Can't even believe it. We've been together, stuck at the hip, since February of 2020, and locked in place, sheltered in space. I'm losing my mind. I should not be recording these things at night. But I am, because I was sick all weekend with the COVID number 3 shot. But anyways, I'm rambling again. This is who I am for the world to see. I hope you enjoy it. I love you all. Have a really great day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.